ironic that nobody sees it as a public health crisis or what they would say is dangerous misinformation or disinformation or information that's a general danger to the public. When we talk about rap or gangster rap or music that glorifies drug use or music that glorifies practicing Satanism, which does have a sort of a sacrificial and dark demonic, let's say a lack of sanctity for life in it. Nobody can deny that. I don't think that sort of demonic devil worshiping and satanic practice has a general lack of sanctity of life to it. And all of that stuff can easily be perceived as a danger to the public. But it's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that we have to be conscious of, that we have to go out of our way to censor. Where is the Facebook and you all see it. I'm preaching to the choir. But for the deep state out there who's going to record and clip this 13 days out from my election with Klobuchar, and if you get a chance, you find our local WCCO radio station here in Minnesota. Our WCCO channel is where I'm going to be debating Amy Klobuchar on this Sunday on October 27th, 9 a.m. Central. So make sure you try and go find that if you can. We'll do our best to make sure everybody gets it and it's not buried. Because I would have debated Amy Klobuchar 5 times by now already. And if I was to run for governor, if I was to run for president, I would debate as many times, 10 times. Let's keep going. Let's really give the American people a look at what the fundamental ideology is of their elected officials, the people that are going to lead us out of this dark moment in our nation's history. But they don't want to do that. They shy away from media. They give you cookie cutter, curated images, staged. You know, it's fictitious. But again, I ask the question, why aren't they going out of their way to try and censor young black men from being exposed to music that is obviously encouraging them to engage in violent crime? It's encouraging them to engage in violent crime against other people in America, anybody. Why has there been no, what happened to that effort? I remember at one time there was a public effort to try and, you know, curtail and curb and kind of censor and put some restraints on violent video games, on gangster violent music and movies and so on and so forth. You go on X now, and it's not just X, but it's all the social media sites. You go on X and some of these social media sites, and they have full-blown pornography on there. But you got people being suspended for talking about ivermectin? You got people getting suspended from social media sites for talking about drugs that actually have some significant clinical trials that we could point to of success. You show me where a young man gets trapped in a mindset where he believes that popping a few Percocet, carrying a handgun, and getting into altercations with other with his peers or people in his age group over trivial things has ever been deemed or seen as a net positive for that demographic. Somebody pointed out to me, where's the evidence? So even when they talk about science, it's not science, it's pseudoscience, it's selective science. It's science a la carte. Scientifically speaking, white liberal women need to resign from the education system because they've been in charge of it. They've been responsible for it, and they failed. I don't know what to say about that. I'm not trying to, insult you. But it's the same thing I'd say about Kamala Harris. It's the same thing I'd say about the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. If we're going to say that these systems that have had their day in the sun and we have not found the results to be up to the standard that we see fit as American citizens, it's time for some change, not some Barack Obama change, but some America First change, some real change. We got a chance to do that right now. And when Donald Trump is elected, we're going to have to hold his feet to the fire, and he should embrace that. And we should relish in that. But that's the difference between our leaders and their leaders. Our leaders, if they're worth their salt, if they're worth theirs, you don't vote for me because I'm black. Don't vote for me because I'm supporting Donald Trump. Don't vote for me because I'm ultra MAGA or America First. Vote for me based on the ideas. Vote for me based on the commitment to the value of your citizenship. Vote for me on those bases. We invite that. We invite that being held to the fire. Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, myself, and there's many others out there. We enjoy having our ideas cross-examined and held to the fire. That's why I love going on liberal media. They won't invite me anymore. I can't. They won't even invite me to come talk anymore. The ideas are wrapped too tight. Too good on the policy. Too good with the history. History they can't refute. And I'll say this to end. The one far out there idea we're gonna start to discuss in this move. We gotta take the dollar away as the reserve currency. That's the whole scam. I know a lot of people say, well, if you take the dollar away as the reserve currency, then you know this will happen or that will happen, or you know, even Donald Trump said it'd be like losing a war. It's not. It won't be. We'll survive. We'll survive it. The belief in the United States dollar is the single greatest allegiance to the scam in this country and around the world. We don't want to be this United States dollar military empire. It's not going to work. Especially not when you have guys like George Soros who are giving billions of dollars to the American political system and elections. And he's on the record saying that the dollar has to depreciate or decline in order to allow for China, as a much smaller but more efficacious economy, rise to the position of prominence. Both things can't continue. We can't continue to be the world's reserve currency and be entangled with all of these foreign interests and domestic I don't know what you want to call them, influencers, that are subverting us. The danger isn't the instability or the ebb and flow of the dollar. The danger is the belief in the dollar. The danger is that if they say the dollar collapses, we all look around at each other like, what do we do now? What do you do now? What were we doing before the dollar was the reserve currency? And see, I know this is even dangerous to even be saying. This type of thing you say, and mysteriously you suicide yourself, right? Because now you're playing with how the thing actually works. That's why they threw Steve Bannon in jail. Was in the military, worked there on Wall Street, worked there in Hollywood, knows how the money works, understands how the money works, and that's the most dangerous thing because it's the truest. And I don't even know if he would agree. Me and him will have that talk when he's coming home. He'll be home in 6 days. And we're going to start to have this conversation about the United States dollar being the world's reserve currency, because just like many other things in our society, we have choices in front of us. All the easy answers, all the easy questions are behind us now. All the easy answers are behind us now. The alternative currency is already being built. The anti-American sentiment and narrative is already being drummed up on the world stage. Russia and China are already going behind our back and telling these other nations, look at how the single smartest strategic thing that I've seen militarily from a world leader in my 33 years of being alive is Vladimir Putin instigating a war with Ukraine. Not for the kinetic results. The brilliance in it was he exposed that the United States dollar is not neutral. And we promised people it would be neutral. When it became the world's reserve currency on the back of the petrodollar after World War II and on the back of the petrodollar, we said, nobody, you don't have anything to worry about. This is a neutral tool as a means to exchange, to globalize the economy. And 48 hours after he went into Ukraine, Joe Biden threatened to take him off the SWIFT system, and the entire world got to see it, and that was the whole goal. That's my theory of the case. That was the whole goal. The whole goal was to expose America and the United States dollar for the lie that it's been held up as. And guess what? Our leaders made that mistake, but we don't have to continue. America has everything it needs in natural resources. It has everything it needs in innovation and manpower. We have everything we need here. We have everything we need in the Western Hemisphere. And we need to foster that. We need to start to build that the way they're building that across the water. And it's going to happen one way or another. You don't have a choice. When Russia and China and Iran get together and they start to foment anti-American dissent on the world stage, we're not going to have a choice anyway. This is the tip of the spear for the MAGA movement going forward. It's been a blast hosting the Alex Jones Show. Thank you again to Alex Jones. Congratulations. We're seeing the fruits of your 30 years in the industry and all of the truth you've told over the years. The fight continues. The fight continues. Godspeed.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs over 50 designs all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.